All right, I'll call this meeting of the special committee on the needs to order at 11:33 a.m. on Tuesday, March 1st, 2022. Members present, Representative Schmidt, Jefferson, Stewart, and myself, Carrie Bonds, and the Rapper, have been able to go on to conduct business. Thanks so much to Jeffy Penny, or Brian County Attorney, I don't know how we are, but thank you for joining us this morning. If you have any comments, you can send us your thoughts. We have two items on today's agenda. The first is a presentation on New York State Funding and Government Efficiency Commission, also known as the City Commission. There's a second hearing and public testimony on House Bill 223. So I'll talk to take hold of House Bill and take final action on that bill next week. And my second amendment deadline for House Bill 223 next Wednesday, March 8th at 5 p.m.
Thank you. So we organized the same commission with the help of an outside consultant firm, which helped us define the scope. And they recommended that we stay focused on state operations as opposed to all aspects of government spending. And we really focused on these four themes: reorganizing state government, reducing costs and improving service through technology and business process engineering, building a culture of performance and accountability, and finally focusing on the core mission of government and implementation. And I'm just going to briefly take you through each of those four legs of the stool, if you will. Maggie, you want to go to the next slide? When the SAGE Commission was originally formed, I think the premise was that reorganization of government agencies would be the most significant contribution that the Commission could make. Interestingly, in New York, under a very young Robert Moses, New York reorganized its state government into 27 agencies and authorities, and we're now on slide four. And those 27 agencies and authorities over about 75 years have morphed into more than 70 major agencies and authorities. And each one of them had its own stakeholder group, a legislative oversight committee that felt very invested in the agency. And there was significant resistance to change. Despite that, the SAGE Commission did succeed in consolidating a number of important agencies and authorities. We created a Department of Financial Services, which replaced separate departments of banking and Department of Insurance. We merged corrections and parole. We merged the small office of the Welfare Inspector General into the larger Inspector General's office. Some of the other recommendations that the SAGE Commission made are now being implemented. New York, in addition to having a separate Department of Health, has an Office of Mental Health, and has had an Office of Substance Abuse and Alcohol Abuse Services. The SAGE Commission recommended that OMH and the Substance Abuse Agency be combined. It took 10 years, but it's happening as we speak. And it reflects, I think, the premium you get when you actually merge an agency. There's always coordination between agencies, but until you have a single integrated chain of command, you don't have the level of integration. And you don't have the commonality of interests that you do when you appoint separate functions under a single umbrella. Where all of the reorganizations that are facing make sense have been able to occur, we still have a separate Department of Transportation and a separate Roadway Authority, each of which have their own trucks and equipment. And it's doing very hard to merge agencies and authorities at a different labor union structure. And sometimes just, again, the parochial interests of stakeholders.
This is Darren's right there. But I think we have more success with
drinking is not going to be done. The Sales Commission recommended that various persons' claims seem to $138. Although the general statement made from the integrated program, the market graph that even adjusts the system for spending almost $300,000 a year per employee. The amount of time spent for the amount of changes between the water and the balance in subsequent years. The requirements of that is the state not just the shrinking. We have tried by 48% in the prior 3 years, but only the Great Recession in 2008. And rapid technology, the ongoing outsourcing of that, one of the activities, both of them are leading to the shrinking of the workforce, and that will be reflected in the physical plant. So that is very worrying. In general, in terms of the horizontal consolidation, the largest trade-off was important to get of state workers competing with the efficiency that bringing many of these functions together would bring about. Let's go to the next slide. In case of IT, I think you need and that the premise of the Sales Commission was by having each agency control their software purchases and software development and even IT operations was very inefficient. The Rand Venture Consulting Firm, whose primary recommendation was to consolidate
the enemy knows before the table is asked, and how many diseases I have the right the enemy to have with the injury of this aggregation and many services that New York State did, because we're such a young state. In fact, we're in the process of discussing right now whether or not we want to separate out our Department of Health and Social Services into two separate departments because there's concerns that it may be too long. And so we're in a slightly different position than you are, but I think that there's really important lessons that the State Commission, you know, offers that same Alaska to continue to find ways. This could be as the specific objective of finding ways to save money, make the, you know, state budget and the operations more efficient, as well as, you know, identify revenue sources to balance the budget. And I'm wondering, you know, from a practical perspective, you know, there are some pretty big challenges that New York State was undergoing at that time, a lot of entrenched interest, and yet you seem to be able to make a lot of progress in spite of some of those. And I wonder if there were any kind of lessons in the way that the State Commission was sort of chartered and that the mandate was established, that you felt made sure you had all the right stakeholders at the table and that they were able to come to some consensus in areas that we could learn from in the state of Alaska.
you think you started in 2011 and it was done in early 2013? Could you break that down into number of months that it took? Other state governments, or how did you kind of get an idea of which direction you wanted to head? Thank you.
organization for elements of racism as they were describing providing not-profit, non-profits, and challenge what we have in Alaska is what our rates have kept up with the cost of doing business. It can now true that you can make more money working at McDonald's or Starbucks than you do working at a group home because of the inability of government compensation or payment for these items to keep up with the actual cost of doing business. This is all at the same time, but regulatory oversight in these industries has increased pretty dramatically. We heard in that earlier hearing in this committee that in Alaska, wages are plummeting over the last 20 years. The economy community-based labor services outgrown from 15 or 16 different regulatory additional oversight elements that complaints all means that those sectors are out there proceeding as referred to the opposite end of that spectrum in many respects in Alaska. So it is interesting that we've had a lot of conversation about our values, and it's that our values also need to be around making sure that people that are doing this really important work are being compensated in an appropriate way, and when you can't actually make a career out of providing those important services, that is also a reflection of our values as states are presumably bringing that up. But the governor had a set of values that he was approaching, and I think that we should be thinking about that as it relates to efficiency as well. Did you have a follow up on this story?
Make a comment. I think so much behind my values. There are more costs for families if you can't find providers and caregivers. They may have to quit their job to take care of their adult child. We are, you can now have a better food and that person in the workforce. There needs to be a workforce shortage. And if we need to raise compensation for a future regulation, I really have some benefits. I think we don't oftentimes add up.
So, just a question for you about performance metrics and measures. We have performance metrics and measures in Alaska, and some of them are good and some of them are not so good because they oftentimes measure outputs rather than outcomes. And I'm wondering if you know that some time has passed since the SAGE Commission's efforts, if you have any sort of new thinking about the way that you establish performance metrics in Washington State. Would you do it again? Would you do it differently? Or what would you recommend, in terms of performance measurement 2.0 for Washington State, where they'll be coming from? Thank you. asked us for a reason. The outcome that we want at a price that we can afford, and I think the committee's going to be doing some more work on these topics moving forward in the coming days and months. I think I'd be concerned. One other question that I wanted, you mentioned that Washington State, you mentioned Washington State a couple of different times, Republican and Maryland once, and said that Maryland and Washington each had sort of good performance management systems. Are there other states that you think of on the ballot that looks like this that aren't particularly successful that we should be thinking about? Thank you.